Working hard when you'd rather be playing hard? Wishing you were clearing a level instead of clearing your inbox? Staring at spreadsheets but stuck on shattering high scores? Turn any time into game time with Samsung Galaxy S23 Ultra. With its large screen, long-lasting battery, and our fastest processor yet, you'll be ready to battle with bosses between meetings with bosses. And even if you rage quit, it'll still be there tomorrow. Take advantage of amazing carrier offers now at Samsung.com.
Michael Patrick Shields with you, radio stations across the state of Michigan, worldwide at MIBigShow.com. Business leaders from Michigan want more jobs, higher personal income, and a healthy economy. That's the focus of Business Leaders from Michigan. The organization is made up of the heads of Michigan's largest companies and universities, and you can learn more at BusinessLeadersForMichigan.com. Many of them appear on this program. It's MPS with you. And we're getting rain, not snow, through most parts of the state. And so be careful. That's got its own dangers that come with driving in those conditions, and it's a little soggy. So the groundhog was wrong, I guess, but maybe not for long. Michael Patrick Shields with you. Sandy Barua is on our AT&T line, the president and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber, on our radio stage and our AT&T line, and he's sitting around waiting for the $180 check that's going to come from Governor Whitmer and the legislature, right? Have you got that money spent already?
I have a new nice lung picked out. It's beautiful. I'm really excited about the $180. It's gonna change my life.
I can't wait. It's better than the lottery. It's just gonna show up.
Well, I think for people like you and I, certainly, you know, we don't need the $180. There are people in our communities, though, that it would make a difference and certainly make a dent. So I would rather have those dollars focused on those folks than you and me.
Wouldn't it be better, or I shouldn't presume that, would it be better if instead of that $180 they had a tax cut that was there every year?
Well, here's the challenge with that. I mean, theoretically, I agree with that, MPS, but the reason we have such a surplus is largely due to one-time dollars. And I worry about, you know, what is the economy to come. So if we do an across-the-board tax cut, and the dollars aren't there anymore, which they're likely not to be because, you know, a lot of these are federal dollars that came in through either the Trump or Biden administration through these federal stimulus programs. So I don't like making long-term decisions based on one-time events.
Fair enough. Rick Baker joined us last week to talk about how Grand Rapids was outpacing the nation in terms of the economy and the recovery. And now I understand that Detroit's in the same position.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm such a big fan of Rick Baker. I'm just happy to follow his lead, right? Now, listen, all of Michigan, frankly, outperformed during the pandemic. You know, the old saying that when the United States gets a cold, Michigan gets the flu did not apply during this pandemic period. In fact, all of Michigan, the Grand Rapids region, the Detroit region included, did better both from a GDP standpoint, from an unemployment rate standpoint, and just from a corporate earnings standpoint than the rest of the nation.
How did you do that in Detroit particularly?
Well, first of all, one of the reasons why is that during the pandemic there was a significant shift in how people spent their money. One, they spent a lot of it, one, because they were saving money while they were at home, they had all this federal stimulus money, and they also changed how they spent their money in terms of shifting from spending on services to shifting to spending on manufactured goods. And Michigan is still a premier manufacturing state, and so our manufacturing industry, both small businesses and large, in the manufacturing space, really carried our economy to the point where it outpaced the rest of the nation.
So to circle back to the premise you laid out earlier about the one-time checks and so forth, is that an aberration in the way people spend money? Because we're not in a pandemic anymore as of May 15th.
So we're already seeing signs that the level of or the split in spending between goods and services is starting to normalize. And again, you know, one of the reasons why Michigan has such a favorable budget position is that we don't tax services, but we do tax goods. And here in Michigan, we joined the rest of the country in spending a lot more on goods. And so that means we had a lot of tax revenue that the state wasn't expecting because everyone was just buying stuff. So that is starting to moderate now. We're starting to see more normal purchasing patterns emerge. In fact, you know, if anyone's been on a plane in the last 6 months, know how packed our planes are, how expensive hotels are when you travel. People are spending on services, restaurants, entertainment, travel and leisure.
Speaking of all that, yesterday, Bob Iger, and I don't know if you've ever met him, maybe you have, he's returned as CEO of the Walt Disney Company. 7,000 jobs are going to get cut, trying to achieve $5.5 billion in cost savings. They're losing people at Disney Plus and trying to turn the thing around. That's a lot of jobs, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, that, you know, again, we're seeing these high-profile layoffs in certain industries. Most of those industries that are doing these high-profile layoffs are industries that really expanded during the pandemic. And perhaps, you know, sillily so, in terms of that they thought that the dynamics during the pandemic were going to be permanent. So you see a lot of tech workers, a lot of the Disney layoffs, frankly, have to do with just Disney's overall poor performance, and their botched rollout of their Disney Plus streaming service, not necessarily due to economic conditions.
Bob Chapek, who was the CEO for that short time in the Iger absence, was educated at Michigan State University. Have you been curiously watching what's going on with the Reedy Creek District down there in Orlando with the Disney Company and Governor DeSantis?
Yeah, I have. And, Frank, I point to it a lot when I tell, you know, business leaders that, you know, the business community no longer has a reliable party in Congress or, frankly, anywhere to go to. It used to be that, you know, when I was growing up in politics, you know, back when we were inventing the wheel, you know, the Republicans were really reliable allies for the business community. Now, you know, there's this, you know, real populist streak in politics in general, but particularly in the Republican Party, that really has, you know, the Republican Party, not always, but, you know, on pretty significant occasion, at odds with some business community interests. So it's an interesting political dynamic, that's for sure.
We live in an interesting time, and businesses do lobby, and so this time the lobbying went back in their face. Sandy Barua, the president and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber.
When focus takes hold and distractions fade away, meet Remarkable, the paper tablets specially designed for tasks that demand focus. Take notes, draft, and organize. Remarkable is a digital notebook with the feel of paper and zero interruptions. All of your notes and documents, perfectly organized and in one place. It's everything you love about paper, but for the digital age. Visit Remarkable.com today. Remarkable, the paper tablet.
Save up to $200 on a set of four tires after rebate. Thursday through Monday only at Bell Tires President's Day Sale. We even have tires as low as $49 after rebate. February 16th through the 20th. Save up to $200 on a set of four tires Thursday through Monday only. If you need new tires at the lowest tire price period, then save up to $200 on a set of four tires February 16th through the 20th at Bell Tire. See store at belltire.com for details. Restrictions apply.